When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dude, every artist sucks at fucking marketing. Yep. Except J.O.P. Like, dude, they fucking suck.
I think even Peso.
Well, Peso doing the SoFi Stadium puts a lot of pressure on Fuerza.
Yeah.
Because think about it, they already did the BMO.
Texas. You know what I think about a lot? Who's going to be the first Musica Mexicana artist to do a stadium tour? No one's ever done it.
Oh, I think they just hate each other because, like, Junior le tiene mucho resentimiento a Nata that, like, I feel like the whole time when they wanted to come up, like, he did treat him like little bro.
And then
I want to just randomly put out there, a lot of people treated Ivan like little bro. Ivan Cornejo. A lot of people treated him like little bro.
Wait, Sam, can you tell us a clap?
Yes, that three.
Damn,
what's up, guys? Welcome back to another Augusto Papa podcast. If you guys are new to the channel, make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe. And also buy the merch shop, AugustoPapa.com, because we are bringing the Augusto exclusive bag. What is Augusto exclusive? Well, we did it last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago when we started.
2 years
podcast.
Ago. So basically, we fly out a fan who bought the merch. We take him to a concert backstage. The Gio.
That's something.
No, that's something else. No,
Augusto exclusive. Augusto experience. My bad. The Augusto experience where we fly out a fan to LA. We pay the hotel. We pay the flight. We pay the food. Everything.
And I'll set you up with some baddies too, or some dudes if you're a girl,
or if you.
Yeah. You know, we don't judge.
Oh yeah. Well, whatever. I'll set you up.
Dog, cat. No, I'm just kidding. we'll take you backstage. You meet your favorite artists. You get to see us record podcasts live. That's basically what it is. We took our homie Gio. There's no footage because we're dumb and we lost it.
Yeah.
And you get to hang out with us, your favorite part.
What?
But you said you get to hang out with us. Like, I felt the silence, bro. Like, really? Yes, but make sure to subscribe because we're on the road to 500K. We started the year with 300. We're up 180,000 subscribers this year. On the road to 500, I'm trying to do my birthday party and the 500K birthday party. Subscriber party
together. I thought you didn't
want to party. If we get to 500, we're going to do it.
Wait, when's your birthday?
March 21st. But I also want to go to Six Flags.
Which I am not going to.
Is he a bad friend for that or not?
Guys, am I a bad friend? Like, I hate rides. Imagine if for my
birthday. I told him he can hold the sweaters.
Imagine for my birthday, I'm like, Angel, let's go to a spider zoo.
And you know what I say? I'll wait for you in the parking lot. I'd be there. No, 10 toes down.
I saw a video like in Bali, I think what it is.
Dude, I saw that shit too, bro. Dude, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna save myself $600. I'm gonna give me the flight. The flight's like $600. I'm gonna save another $600. The hotel for $200. I'm gonna give me like a food for like $100. $200 for drinking. I'm fucking set for like a week. I saw that video.
Dude,
that's crazy. Yeah,
Orange County.
Honestly, my cousin went. He said it's actually pretty dope. Everything's cheap. Oh. But like the most expensive thing is the flight.
The flight.
Yeah.
But did he see all that spider shit?
Yeah.
Did he actually
Yeah, yeah, he said. He's like, the fucking spiders are huge. Like, and it's normal.
For my birthday.
Wait, like, he actually said that he saw that?
Yeah.
And he didn't fucking die?
Well, I'm pretty sure he was scared.
Or deep in
I would never do that. I would never. Never.
I want to go there for my birthday.
I'd do it. I'd do it. You know what?
Because I don't have papers, you're seeing that shit.
Look for spiders in United States.
But yeah, guys, we're also going to give a lot of tickets away this year for, like, not just LA. Why? Dude, tickets are fucking expensive to concerts. What the fuck? Everyone announced their tour. Peso.
Junior hasn't done it yet.
I'm like, Peso.
Danny Lux.
No, but Danny Lux prices are still good. But fuck, the Peso one?
I think Junior's going to announce his tour soon, too.
Yeah, hope that's our chance.
Everyone's
going to
announce their tour.
Yeah. Fuerza hasn't announced it.
Fuerza hasn't announced.
Damn.
Dude, where do you think... Okay, first of all, we said that Peso was going to be at the SoFi Stadium. He is going to be at the SoFi Stadium.
That's
why he canceled San Diego, because San Diego people are going to be willing to fill up that place, which is like 90,000 or some shit.
70,000,
the regular seating, and it could be expanded up to 104.
And that's huge, guys. Like, they usually only do stuff like this in Mexico, but like in the United States, it's crazy. And I think Los Bukis and Grupo Firme only did the SoFi, right?
Grupo Firme.
So those are the biggest Mexicans, like, to fill up that stadium.
Okay, like in kind of like our
and
music.
Because
I was going to say RBD filled it up like three nights in a row. But
oh, yeah.
I was mistaken. That was the BMO. But you guys get an idea. Like, we're not saying absolutes. Like, oh, only that Mexican has been on that stage. But
if you think about it,
you know, like, what I'm talking about.
I think that's right. Just feed him in.
Yeah. Like in our music, like the new gen music, yeah. You know. Because they're gonna be like, no, Antonio Aguilar was at the Madison.
Unpopular opinion. I think that Grupo Firme gets absolutely no credit for anything that they did. They filled up the SoFi twice.
That's
like
crazy.
for real, sold out.
If you think about it, that's like a whole bunch of people.
And like
in
7 days when it was still the Staples Center, they filled it up like 7 nights in like 10 days.
You know they made a fucking bag. That's for sure.
Yeah,
and they're like sort of independent-ish, huh?
Yeah. Well, their music VIP
is independent.
But it's just,
label.
I think it's just kind of them. They might have another guy or two now, but yeah, Grupo Firme doesn't get no credit for nothing no more because, well, you know.
Okay, but Fuerza Regida did the BMO Stadium, which was, you know, big.
30.
Last year, but that was 30,000.
Damn, they're going to have to do the SoFi, too.
Dude, they're going
to
have to
they're
going to
have to do the SoFi.
Like, they can't do the BMO Stadium again.
Because
they can't go back to the crypto or shit like that.
And what's cool, too, is that we live in L.A., and that is, for some reason, the biggest market.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here, and there's a lot of culture here, too.
Yeah, I think the second place might be like Chicago or Texas, some city in Texas.
You know what I think about a lot? Who's going to be the first Musica Mexicana artist to do a stadium tour? No one's ever done it.
Oh, a tour? I don't know.
Stadium tour.
Is,
you know? Stadium. Okay, so when you think about stadium tour, like the only artists that I know that have filled them up was like Kanye West, like Bad Bunny.
Oh, there you go.
Taylor Swift, The Weeknd, SoFi. So those are like the American artists, the biggest in the world. But I want to know. Or who do you guys think is going to be the first Musica Mexicana one artist to do stadium tour?
Damn,
I mean, the...
Because, okay.
The natural answer would, of course, be Peso or Fuerza. But with how Musica Mexicana is moving so crazy, someone else might come up.
Yeah, but I kind of want to take it back a bit. You know how Jimmy Humilde was with Pepe Garza? Like, he did an interview with him. And he said that Live Nation offered him a stadium tour. But he said no because that he was going to, like, lead to, like, embarrassment. And I feel like, in that sense, he's right. Like, I feel like nobody's capable of doing that right now. Like, he's like, oh, I'm setting myself up for failure.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No, right now, yeah. I know the clip you're talking about. When he had, like, the little earrings on.
Yeah, yeah, he got, like, hella crucified for that.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to my boy Jimmy.
Okay, so Jimmy. I feel like Peso doing the SoFi Stadium puts a lot of pressure on Fuerza.
Yeah.
Because think about it, they already did the BMO. I don't know. They sold it out, right?
No, yeah, sold out.
At 30,000, but that wasn't like the full capacity of the BMO, was it?
I'd actually say it was.
Okay, so now Fuerza either does it again or they do something bigger. Is there something between BMO and
SoFi? No, but the thing is, like, there's no bigger. Okay, so in LA, the biggest one is a SoFi, right? Mm-hmm. But at a nationwide level, the SoFi is still like top two, top three places to be at. I think
in the nation.
Yeah, like nationwide, like, I think it's a worldwide known establishment, like, it's world class. From there, another one that comes to mind is Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. I think that one and the SoFi is between like first for like,
yeah. I mean, the Super Bowl was there, so you could see how like big that place is.
The World Cup's gonna be in the SoFi.
Yeah. Damn, I think they were arguing. It might not happen no more. I think they pulled out.
I heard they were going to pull out, I think I saw, not FIFA. There's no more.
No. That the SoFi was asking for a lot of money or something like that. They were asking for like shirt revenue, something
I feel
like that.
I saw they were still.
SoFi Los Mandola.
But you think about it, that stadium is actually like state of the art. Like, have you guys seen that huge screen that they have, the Samsung one?
Yeah.
That was badass. We went to go see the final for Mexico versus
Panama.
That stadium was fucking
sick. Yeah,
we
went there. That shit was enormous.
Okay,
is there something between the SoFi and the BMO in LA?
No.
That comes to mind, no. Between more than 30, less than 60, more than 70, I don't think so.
That's so either Fuerza does the BMO again or they.
So this is what I think is going to happen. I think Fuerza is in their absolute best moment they've ever been in their entire life. I feel like when they're overachievers, like they really shoot for the sky. I was going to say they never saw themselves in this position, but like I know damn well. JLP saw himself conquering the world the way he's doing it. So I think to be able, and he's not going to be just content with doing what Peso's going to do. I'll tell you this, they're going to do the SoFi. But how are they going to beat him? You see yourself sitting down. How's him thinking, how can I beat him? He's going to have to do, he's going to do like two more stadiums in his tour. Because if you think about it, Pez is only doing one SoFi. A huevo, he's going to do a stadium in Chicago, and he's going to do a stadium somewhere in Texas. I called it.
I think so. I think so.
Because think about it, like, you're talking about a stadium tour. That's a huge step forward.
That's a huge gap.
That's like 3-4 times more ticket sales.
Yeah.
How can you, like, get your foot in the door into that? 2 or 3.
You I can feel still like do arenas, and cheaper you know? Prices. Look, the reason why I believe what you're saying is because Fuerza has a number one song in Mexico beating La Diabla for the song Tu Name. So even though, like, they've been around for so much, like, they still have hits and they're still capable of charting, whether it's here or in Mexico.
Tell me why?
I think it's the composers that they have.
And they fucking market their music, like, every day.
Yeah.
Dude, every artist sucks at fucking marketing.
Yep.
Except J.O.P. Like, dude, they fucking suck.
I think even Bezos not even that great at it.
Yeah, but he's not.
But that's organic. Right now that's organic.
But right now he doesn't need to, you know?
But, like, for example, you know, Bezos starts to shut down. Like,
he's gonna have
his team is going to have to be like, yo, you're going to have to do this, and this. But I feel like the difference is Fuerza Regida, like, they're so natural at it.
Yeah.
And I'm not glazing, but, like.
No, you're glazing, it's okay.
No, you're not glazing. You're not
No,
glazing.
But, like, dude, who the fuck hops in a fucking cyber, a Tesla...
Cybertruck,
and then like getting in with your homies and like does a sing along. Like, artist wants to be that person, but like they do it.
I got
like
2 points for you. 1 point, the top dogs. We've said them 100 times. Only Fuerza is like actively promoting. The other ones,
only Fuerza.
Yeah, the other ones, like, let's say Nata Junior Peso. Like, they don't have not posted a little TikTok or anything about their life in months, and them, they could do that. I honestly
right now
at this point in time, they don't need to do that. They don't need social media, none of that. Everybody else, I feel like, aspires to be them. So what do they mimic? They try to mimic everything, of course, but they mimic the stuff that they could do. What's the easiest thing that you can mimic Junior in música? Oh, I'm gonna be mysterious too.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be mysterious because honestly, I don't want to even know what you got going on. First of all,
I feel like
it only works when there's that interest.
If their ego doesn't get in front of them, that might be their downfall. Because they're not going to want to put themselves in front of the camera.
Well, also for, like, upcoming artists, too. Like, they don't really, like we're talking about, like, underground. They don't really try.
Okay, here's the other point that I'll tell you. I'm not a musico. It's just, like, from an outside perspective. But I feel like being a musico really consumes you. Oh, I have to write or come up with a tonada and all that stuff, right? And then I think that the same ways that, like, us, we have a few tasks that consume our whole life. Then we can't get to some other ones. Sometimes being a musico takes up like their whole time, their whole energy. And then when it comes time to promoting it, it's an afterthought. It's like the little extra effort I'm going to put into my music.
Yeah.
So then I think in turn, J.O.P., he has a huge team. He probably has... I was actually talking about this with my sister yesterday. She was saying how, like, oh, like, that song's really good. And I was like, oh, you know that he didn't write it? She's like, oh, I didn't know, like... I really thought, like, J.O.P., like, sat down and, like, wrote all his songs. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, majority of people, that's the notion they have. Mm-hmm. But there's, like, 10 people in the Street Mob camp that write with that, like, same style. You know, like, there's, like, 10 people that are every day trying to come up with songs, like, to sound like J.O.P. for him. And then I think that frees up his time to be able to market more.
He's not even, he doesn't consider himself a good writer, too. So he's like, I'm going to just hire someone else. And then people make it a big deal, like, oh, I want to be the one to write my own music and whatever. But sometimes, like, it's better to let someone else do it. And then you just focus on the scene. Because I think J.O.P.'s priority is the composing part. And that's why he has a lot of composers. Even Pepe Aguilar said it here. The most important thing in music is not the voice anymore. It's the letra. So that's what J.O.P. does. He obviously has an amazing voice. And he's good at marketing.
Yeah, and he has really good musicals.
Yeah,
I think the quality of his music is really high.
Well, the people who do his music is not even like Sam Malone and like stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not them.
And that too, like different musicians, the people who are not in the group don't record for him. The people who are in the group don't record in the studio.
Yeah, I think,
and
we're
talking about that too. Like, every artist wants their homie to be like.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you this.
Free game, bruh.
A free game right here for everybody coming up and also for established artists. Música Mexicana is getting more developed by the day. Back then, I feel like it was like a home operation. It was like a home business, a small business type thing. But you need to try to adopt the practices of a big business that you can. for example, like, you know, there's a lot of things that surround being a músico. You need somebody to, you know, handle all the talking between the label with the DSPs, this, that. Let's say you need a manager. Like, don't just pick, you know, like, let's say you're sitting down, you know, smoking a fat joint with your homie, and you're like, oh, fuck, okay, I think I need an assistant / manager / this and that. What are you doing tomorrow? Oh, well, nothing, same as yesterday. You want to be my manager? I bet. Fuck it. Yeah, you paying me? Shit, maybe. I bet. That doesn't work. I try to reach out.
That's super common, especially for us. Like, we know because, like, you know, we know, like, know these artists and, like, their managers, like, their homie from, like, second grade who has, like, probably, like, no experience.
Yeah. No experience in the that's field. So funny. And I'm not trying to talk shit. I'm saying it how it is because most, let's say half. Now it's half. I'd say it's half. Half the time, you're like, oh, hey, so-and-so, you want to be on the podcast? Oh, yeah, bet. Let's do it. Yada, yada, yada. And the other half, it's either the team member reaching out, hey, you know, my guy right here wants to be on the podcast, want to make it happen, and then we go from there. Or sometimes it's like, oh, I'm reaching out, and then, you know, you reach out to the team member or whatever, and it's like...
The publicist.
Yeah, yeah, like, you need to be more professional on that end, too.
And that, like, he's talking about, like, the manager and, like, the team, but also, too, when you go record in a studio, like, okay, you record in this studio, like, next song, go to another studio. And that's what these artists do. Like, GOP doesn't record in the same studio. He has his own engineer and everything.
Like, why is that important?
To change up the sound.
Yeah.
Like, Junior went to Yellow Room, and then he probably recorded in Mexico. Oscar Maidon, remember, he said, oh, I went to, like, 7 different studios for my album.
That has a lot to do with it?
I think it does, because it just gives it a... like a different sound too, because I know a lot of artists who are somewhat famous and they go to like the same studio and like it just doesn't sound good, to be honest. Like, go try, maybe this guy's gonna make the bajoloche sound better, maybe this guy's gonna make the requinto sound better, let me change musicians. Junior H doesn't use his musicians all the time either.
Yeah, I noticed that for that song Tu Manera,
is that the latest one with Peso?
Yeah, so it wasn't Pantera, or it wasn't the requintero that Peso uses on tour. Like, they use some other guy, like, completely different, you know? Because there's people that dedicate themselves to producing.
Yeah.
So it's... So they have one... So, like, the creatives in the studio are different. So how the process of them going to the studio, they're like, oh, I got this, you know, I got this B, or I got this letra, and then I show it to you, and then you know the requinto... So I tell you can do a requinto for it?
Is that how it goes? Or maybe the person that was producing, like, he came up with the whole beat completely, like, and then he probably showed it to someone. Someone showed it to this person got to the artist, like, okay, like, I really like how this person came up with the chord progression or the style of it. I want this person to record it, you know? I feel like it's like producers, like Drake, he just doesn't go with, you know, Metro Boomin. He could go with...
I got you.
Some other people, you know, it's because it changes up the sound and the style. So.
And then from there, I think that they always go on tour with the same people, because even though one person might be the face of the whole project, like, people start to recognize other people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that also brings some sort of value. So then they'll just be like, oh, you know, you're going on tour with me, like, learn these songs. So it's not necessarily like the whole grupo sits down in like the living room and starts coming up with stuff.
Yep. Yeah. But I mean, I'm pretty like amazed of how fast everything's evolving, you know?
Yeah. I mean, even though, like, we wouldn't have been able to have this conversation between us a year ago. I feel like we wouldn't have known all this stuff. Yeah. Or maybe at least have the same, opinion about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know how we were talking about last time that Mexico needed the audience of United States to go global? I think we said that, right? Mm-hmm. And do you guys think there's more...
Also business practices.
Business practices, you know? Like... It's actually professional. Everybody has their lawyer now and shit. Like, nobody's... I feel like there's less bad deals now than back then.
Yeah. Or at least they're more informed.
They're
more aware of everything.
Yeah.
But you guys think there's more bigger artists here in the United States or in Mexico?
Bigger artists? Like, as in... Like, are you seeing, like, all Mexican-American, like, GOP compared to Junior in Mexico?
Yeah.
Well, in Mexico todavía. Because Mexican-American, we just have, what, GOP?
Oh, like, yeah, big artists say Frontera, you know?
Frontera.
But no, I still think it's Mexico. So Mexico. And Mexico still has way bigger venues. And I think...
You think so?
Not way bigger venues, bigger shows. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, because, I mean, it's going to be a huge deal for for Peso to do the sofa is 65-70. He already did that in Mexico last year.
Oh yeah, like the photo.
Yeah, he's done stadiums in Mexico. He's probably done like somewhere around 5. He did one. I remember Guadalajara was huge. I remember Monterrey, but the biggest one, of course, was Mexico City. Photo Sol.
Damn,
you
don't that's bring crazy. Up
ticket prices in Mexico, huh?
Yeah,
how they do here.
What do you mean bring up?
The ticket prices.
Wait,
for the shows?
What do you mean, like, bring up, though?
Like, do they increase the prices in Mexico?
But, okay.
In what sense? Like, increase?
Like, you know how here they bring up the ticket prices every year? Do they do that?
Oh, I get you, It's a lot more accessible. Mm. I think that's what it has to do.
Do you think more people would go to the concerts here in the U.S. if it wasn't that expensive?
Hell yeah.
Dude.
Well, because, then think about it like that. That's why people are going.
No, but
I understand there's less money in Mexico too, right?
No, but last year también, like, the ticket prices were still good, you know? But like this year se pasaron de verga.
You're talking about prices, right?
Everyone's pricing. Well, peso that I saw so far. Let's just say I saw a TikTok too. This lady was like, she was like third row. She's like, oh, this was my ticket, my seat. I paid $400. Now it's $1,200 for the same seat. And then I checked the peso's ticket prices. And it's like they're like all right seats, but they were like $650, like no, like in the middle.
$650?
$650.
Where, like, what venue? Do you remember?
I checked. It was Texas. Well, I checked them all, but like this one was specifically Texas. And then he changed his whole like setup. It's like people standing. Like if it was like a festival.
Oh.
So the people in the floor seats, it's standing.
Oh, okay. So they switched it up to people standing. I think they did that because, well, they can only sell you one front row seat, right? But then if they make it a section of standing, that whole section, you could be like, oh, I'm going to be standing. I'm going to push to the front. So everybody that bought a ticket for that section, things are going to be front row.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is.
It was like 1,000 plus.
Yeah.
Those fucking.
I mean, you see some TikToks.
And also, too, in Texas, he was selling. But I was checking like the other states and it doesn't look too good.
Few points to touch up on that. First one, the main one that I don't like is it was called. What was the thing like flex pricing? It had a little word to it where
when it's kind of
like it moves around up and down depending on demand.
Yeah.
So like let's say there's 500 tickets available for that venue, 10,000 people log on. It's like okay, there's a lot of demand for it. Like we could put it for like if the tickets were gonna be $50, we're gonna put it for $65. Y se venden, of course. So that like I don't like that one. A set price, yeah. But they're trying to get into, like, the resale market themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, a lot of people want them? All right, but we're going to raise up the price. But I say leave that to resellers. Resellers for tickets are going to be there forever till the end of time. There's no way of fixing that. So I think that just set a set price.
Maybe it's, like, the resellers ruining it for everybody.
No.
Personally, I don't think so. I think it's Ticketmaster.
Dude, it's business, like, too.
No, yeah.
You can make some money off reselling.
Yeah, but that's not...
Yeah, but the person.
Personally, I don't think that's messing up the market, though.
I feel like it's other people might have different.
No, because like, Ticketmaster already gets their money, so like that's okay. But what he's talking about is that Ticketmaster, like themselves, they move shit around. They're like, oh shit, there's like, they check their data. There's a lot of people on the website, like, a few minutes ago, let's fucking bring them up.
Yeah, because I feel like at least me, maybe, you know, like you said, people might have a different opinion, but I remember like, oh, like always try to get on the pre-sale, always try to be early, because then tickets get more expensive. But then, my sister goes concerts here and there with a friend, and I guess like she told my sister about how like usually the day of, like ticket prices go down, like they said, oh, like, you know, it's a 10,000 place venue, we sold 9,000 tickets, like that's solid. Do you have 1,000 left? Like, do you want to have an empty seat or do you rather sell it for $30 and have the place look a little more full?
Yep.
So like the whole ticket fluid price. Personally, not my cup of tea.
People actually go to the concert the day of to buy the tickets, and it's like $30.
Or like they'll show up in the will call.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like the actual like ticket booth, like they hand you a paper ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool, I guess. But like I would like a set price.
Yeah.
And then think about this. All right, let's say. And it's just it's so expensive. It really is so expensive. As you guys know, we got to go to a few concerts, and it's because, you know. Setting the record clear, we don't pay for them. Otherwise, we would have to be millionaires. But, you know, to be able to go to... have to be millionaire to be able to go to a concert, like, every other week, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's say you invite, you know, you finally got luck in the DMs, you know, you invite a Vary, she says bet, she actually doesn't cancel on you. Of course, you're not going to put her fucking in the nosebleeds. Because then, you know, it's not going to be a good first impression. You try to get, like, of course, everyone wants to be the closest possible. Right in the middle. You said 650. You tell Betty, I bet, I'm going to kick it with you. She's like, all right, bet, I want to go see Peso Pluma. All right, bet, whatever. You know, got to start somewhere in the trenches. 650 a ticket. That's 1300 crazy. For two tickets. Already right there. What is that, like, two weeks of work?
And then gas.
Gas, 20 bucks for gas.
Check this out.
Chump change.
You're paying for the parking. You're paying for the
Give me a second. 1300 for the two tickets. No mas to go with the baddie. 1300. What else? Parking? Oh, God forbid, it's less than 50 bucks. 50 bucks.
I'll level 50 bucks.
And then what?
Gas.
Gas.
Chump change. Another 50 bucks.
You already put alcohol?
Why 1400?
Oh, yeah, food alcohol. Food
you think I'm going to go fucking see Rubicon a todo pulmón sober? With a $50 drink?
That's crazy. Now you think about it, like, this shit is super expensive.
I bello, bro. You know what? You know what? We're making cuts. We're going to lower everybody's ticket price by $10. And we're giving no more free tickets. That's a grand. No, but you get what I'm saying. Like, we're like, what is it? $1,400 bucks for two tickets, parking.
Fresh Fit. You forgot the Fresh Fit.
God forbid. Bruh. God forbid you want to wear a nice shirt. I go, but that's extra. That doesn't have nothing to do with it. $1,400 bucks, alcohol. Two drinks each. Bare minimum.
Oh, Lord.
At 25 bucks a token. That's another 100 bucks. God forbid she wants a mixed drink. That's another 100. $1,500. My voice cracked because it's unbelievable. $1,500 to go see.
Don't in shock.
Insert your favorite artist with a baddie.
And then she wants a merge. 60 bucks for a fucking shirt. That's fucking Gildan.
And you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Not even no hate. All right? It could be Gildan. It
get
could
your
be
bag,
low quality.
Get your bag.
But don't try to sell me a fucking merch that's a $2 shirt with a $2 print for $85.
That's insane,
I like you,
man,
as an artist, pero también no chingan. I rest my case. Goodbye, America.
You're lit, and then you get stopped. Get
no
a DUI.
DUI on the way back.
The DUI, fuck.
No, okay, no DUI.
Well, let's just say you
Ubered. But I need $100 for the Uber.
Dude.
You know what? Save yourself. Save me $1,600 and don't reply to my
DM. And then she threw up in your car. Now you have to get a fucking
You know
detailer.
How much that cost? Okay. I'll tell you this. $100 for the nice Uber on the way back if it's like a 25-minute ride. You know how much they charge for cleaning it? $250. Well, no, $250 smoking fee. You know why?
You sharted in the car.
I know because
he knows.
Because I know. That's $250 for a cleaning fee.
Damn.
Wow.
Well, I guess people work hard.
And then you drive home and you accidentally hit a fucking car parking because you're drunk.
I was just pendejo. We can't. No.
Honestly, yeah. It's a risk.
But, you know, throughout the course of this, we said Live Nation, we said Peso Pluma, but this applies to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We just said that because that's what we were just talking about, but it's not like us shitting on them for 10 minutes. It's the whole ticket pricing system.
I mean, have you guys ever checked out a concert that had good pricing?
Last year they were pretty good.
Smoke Me Out Tour 2018.
Bro,
go back. No wonder people love.
Let the Smoke Me Out Tour prices go, bro. They're never going back.
Dude, I'm the one person. This is what my ticket look like in 2018.
$80.
But it's like JLP with a fucking like
with his comb over. Yeah,
JLP with like fucking an Armani shirt. Like,
I was going to say with the Armani shirt back when he didn't have
the comb over.
Yeah.
Like, let that JLP go.
Sí, pues quiero el JLP with the tu name and all that for $65. No, también no chinguen, huh? Yeah, but then in turn, music has gone a lot better. Our artists, you know, are known in many other countries. So the level of artistry, I guess, we're getting is higher as well. So it
we commands make a petition.
A bigger price. But, I mean, $1,500 bucks, like, honestly, if I had to pay for that, I wouldn't be able to go.
It's crazy because people are going to pay regardless what the fuck the ticket is.
No, I don't. Not this year. I don't think
not this year. Okay, we're going to go on break, but I just want to say that, like, Peso Pluma show was like the best show I've ever been to, but I wouldn't spend $1,500 for the front row. No? I just wanted to say that. Let's go on break.
Bet.
That's good.
Angel Brandon Lopez, the world is yours. Never give up.
Bocas por callar y metas por cumplir, pero después de las 12, ¿no?
Gracias.
Compa Chicha, coming down. We love Compa Chicha, Angel Chicha.
Yeah, from now on, don't call him Angel. His name's new name is Chicha.
Or Flatfoot. Chicha or Flatfoot or...
Chicha. Why or, Chicha?
Chicha. I told them they can't make the name stick.
Cheese dig order.
Cheese dig.
I say they can't make Chicha stick. Like, you guys cannot, do not have enough power.
People already for
someone to for someone to come up to us, like, at a concert or, like, in public and be like, hey, what's up, Chicha?
We did it with Flatfoot.
Oh, yeah. Flatfoot. You guys can't do it again, though.
No, we can't because people are already seen the Angel Shower.
Damn, I didn't know we had a... A host with deformities.
What?
Your flat feet.
Body dysmorphia is real. Don't let anybody bring you down. Everybody's beautiful. All shapes are beautiful.
Ah,
creature. Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, Angel's one of those like
personality.
No, but yeah, what did we come to talk about today?
Well, Jason was talking fucking mad shit. Saying not.
Yeah, what the fuck was all that
talking
about?
Shit. I stated my opinion.
Talking
stay
shit.
Stay your wrong opinion.
Well.
Well.
We talked a lot about why.
And don't back
Nata,
down. Say it with the same fucking energy you had right now.
We were, as I was saying, we were talking about how Nata hasn't done a show over here in the United States. I think he's had multiple chances to do shows over here, a tour. Supposedly it's because of his visa, because of
We know, bruh.
I think. He should have been doing shows when Corridos Tumbados came out. Like, he was already big. He was popping. I don't know. I just think he can't do a tour over here. Like, he doesn't have, like, the power. Like, he has hype for sure, but I just think he's bigger in Mexico.
Okay, now let me tell you the timeline of Natanael Cano Rubén Monge. So, the reason when he was popping and he wasn't doing shows here is because he was part of the Smoke Me Out tour. So, no one was doing their own shows. He goes back to Mexico, time passes, he's about to drop another album, and that's when he gets crazy, blue hair, fucking drugs or whatever, wants to be a reggaetonero, fights with Jimmy, and just tries to do a tour here called the Pero Si Cae No No Caben Tour. It went to complete shit because people weren't listening to his music, they didn't like the music he was taking out, they wanted Corridos Tumbados, but he was taking now Trap Tumbado, I think, during the time. So now, that shit didn't work out, it had to be canceled. I know right there, he didn't sell tickets. And then
what tour are you talking about?
Pero si caben o no caben tour. And it was just so weird.
Is that the one that we posted?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it was like shows on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays. Like, it was weird. It wasn't even like Friday, Saturday. Like, so that was already bad too. Got canceled for that reason. Didn't sell tickets.
Because it didn't sell, right?
Really?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm assuming. But I'm pretty sure because that was like Nata's lowest. So he goes back to Mexico. You know, he makes up with Jimmy. He starts making the comeback. Does that song with Victor Cibrian, Luis R. Conriquez. Up, up, above, Sachi La Pisa. So he's back on top. And then he was going to come to the U.S., but he got they took away his visa. I think it was after his show in Guatemala. Because he was supposed to be there, be in the U.S. like on a Saturday.
Oh, brother. What's the flight number?
Like 18. Yeah. No, so that happened. Okay, so he didn't come. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, he's going to be here with Junior at the Toyota Arena. I think it was May.
That was the grand return of the king.
Disfruto lo malo.
Which sold out in 10 minutes. And then he couldn't come. They thought his visa was going to be fixed. They were like, no biggie, no nothing.
Yeah, because the issue happened like in months. At least 3 months.
Then they didn't get fixed for May. And I think they pushed it to some other day. I don't know. Let's just say August.
Oh, yeah. It was August 3rd.
Tampoco. And then they pushed it to November 4th.
Oh, no.
It was the day after Jason's birthday. No, the day of your birthday, right?
Well, it was the 3rd, and then it went to the 4th, no?
3rd and some shit like that. They're like, oh, by November it should be fixed. Tampoco. They did that he was going to be at a Christmas toy drive with Rancho Mille. Tampoco. And now they're saying he's going to be at Rolling Loud. Tampoco.
Damn. I guess
Rolling Loud is March 15th?
I have no idea. What it is.
So what do you think this is due to, like, visa problems?
Yeah.
Well, like, I just don't think.
I mean, he could visit here if he wants to, but he can't.
Wait, so he can't?
That doesn't make sense. Wait, so you're saying he could come visit if he wants to, but he can't.
No, but you're saying that he's not here because of his tour specifically. But I was like, he could at least come to LA if he wanted to.
Oh, I get it. You just said
so
it wrong.
Like, yeah.
I just, look, I like Nata a lot. Obviously, he changed the game. But, and I like his show. I've seen him live in LA. Mm-hmm. There was it was Mexico versus Argentina. He played, and honestly, like, his musicals are fucking fire, but I just don't think he has that impact like Junior, you know? Like Junior, he had two successful tours in United States already. Maybe not sold out, but like they're popping.
Did Junior sell out the crypto?
Yeah.
Well, quote unquote sold out, because, you know.
Oh yeah. There's like a certain requirement.
Okay. Okay.
I just think
wait, bigger. One more thing too. We were told it was a visa problem.
Okay, let's just say it's a visa problem. I just still don't think that he could. Maybe he could have a tour, but I just don't think it's going to be like.
So you're telling me he's going to be El Malecon?
No, I don't think he's going to have a show over here.
So give at all?
Okay. I don't think so.
Dude, this is weird. Okay, so like in LA.
No, dude, I like Nata.
No, I know you like him, but like.
Like, I just, I don't know.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Yeah, what are you talking about?
I just feel like he can't fill the arenas by himself. That's really? Why that No Caben thing like flopped.
But I just told you why it flopped.
It was a different time.
It was like his blue hair fucking.
But like he still had so many hits.
Old hits. No one was listening to Trap Tumbado.
I feel like hits
me.
Are hits though.
But hits are hits. Look, Disfruto Lo Malo, huge song.
Okay, so if you were to come to LA, where do you think he could perform? Like the limit. Peacock Theater?
No, but Cirque El Farallon.
Peacock?
I think Peacock.
Gavito
yeah.
did the Peacock.
Oh, barely.
Barely. They cut off everything.
Okay, so Junior has been at the Peacock. He's been
so you think
Toyota Arena. He's been at the Crypto. They didn't sell out in a day. It took a month to sell out, like a lot of months. But when Nata was gonna be with him at the Toyota Arena, sold out in 10 minutes. I think it was because of Nata. 10 minutes.
But why did they do it together? Why couldn't he just do it by himself?
Because they were gonna do a Disfruto Lo Malo tour. That was a tour that they were gonna do. They were gonna do four shows. One in here, Tijuana, and I don't know where the fuck else.
Oh, yeah, I get you. They only ended up doing the one in Tijuana. But I still say that it didn't happen mostly because Nata and Junior, like, just don't fuck with each other at all.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Yeah. Because how do you have a song like
Disfruto
Lo Malo and don't sing it together when you're both there?
Yeah.
Some bullshit.
He left or some shit like that. No, but, like, that was the point of the tour. They didn't do it together because they didn't think Nata can't do it alone. They did it because they were going to do, a small tour.
I get you, but also get his point. Like, he could have also done one by himself. I guess maybe it was just like a coin flip.
Like,
look.
Why would you want to
split
the purse? Okay, purse is another way for saying bag, but I guess I use boxing terms.
Yeah, I get what you're talking about.
Boxing fight.
But, like, why would you want to split the bag with someone when you know you could do it by yourself?
Maybe it was to build up the hype. We sold 10,000 seats in 7 minutes. I get you.
And I remember, too, when this happened. Nata wasn't on top yet. He was working his way up.
Yeah. Like he had a fall off.
He definitely had a fall off. I think because he went into the trap world.
He's on. I think he's tickets wise in Mexico. He's neck and neck with. Damn, even then, I think Junior's still bigger. I think they just hate each other because, like, Junior le tiene mucho resentimiento a Nata that, like, I feel like the whole time when they wanted to come up, like, he did treat him like little bro. I think so.
Ooh.
That's what I think.
If you notice,
he thought he, you know, oh yeah, I bet little bro. Yeah.
Dude, and then I want to just randomly put out there: a lot of people treated Ivan like little bro, Ivan Cornejo. A lot of people treated him like little bro when he was first coming up.
Now,
and but
now
I feel like that's normal though. It's normal. Like if you're.
I just wanted to put that out there.
I just feel like Ivan obviously. He was on, like, his honeymoon phase of, like, being an artist, too. Like, obviously, imagine, like, you get invited to see your idols. Like I feel like maybe that was him, too. Like,
no, but what are you talking about, little bro? Like I don't get you. No, like, what's your point?
I feel like it's normal to, like, do, like kind of, like, little bro someone, no?
Because, like, he was little bro?
Well, yeah, he was obviously significantly...
No, I get you.
He was significantly smaller than the people that he was around, but obviously now it's different.
But I think what we mean by little bro is not like, oh, you know, I'm at this level, you're at this level. Of course, like, you know, right now I'm bigger than you, but it like, luego a veces pasan de lanza. You know, I think
you guys should give more context.
No, you said...
give more context because I honestly try to argue with you.
No, but you know, like, the context.
Well, that's why I wanted.
Oh, yeah, but like everybody else. Yes, but what I was getting at is that that's why Junior and Nata didn't do it together at all.
I think Nata did low bro Junior. Because I think during the whole Corridos Tumbados movement, Nata, I think he low broed everyone.
I mean, he was the biggest thing ever.
Yeah, but I think that it was a special case with Nata, with Junior, because like they lived together, you know, like they did everything, like most of the stuff, like they did it together. And I'm pretty sure there was like some stuff behind the scenes that like let's say Disfruto lo what's it? Ella. Like technically it's a Natanael Cano song written by Nata. You know, I feel like those type of things really bother artists. And at the time, like when he was the biggest, Junior, we know, was like under him. But now it's the other way around. I think it was, I don't know what made Junior go on top, but that's what
I think his consistency. That's when, you know, when Nata was going through his problems, like
maybe Junior didn't have like a drug phase, you know?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And every single album has a fucking banger, but that's that. So the point that we're getting at, ticket sales. Of Nata. So we're saying, you know, Junior could potentially, you know, he sold a little bit more tickets. You see what he's selling? He's selling arenas. You know, what is it? The SAP Center in Fresno. All those places. I think Nata, at least on his first run, he could do the exact same. Easy.
But because like, but
it's like
see,
that novelty factor still.
But you think he could do it consistently? That's was my question. And I know you have some reason with me as well.
Yeah.
Like, I know you have reason with him, but you have reason with me as well.
Yeah. I think that in Mexico, like, he's a fucking goat. Yeah. Right? He sold 30, 40,000 tickets on his own. But here, it's a little bit different. Venue's a little smaller. Everything's more expensive.
The Peacock, though?
No, well, look the Peacock. I got you. First go-around, if they do it, I'll give you this. And the strategies that they do use. The very first time that we went to go, the only time, we saw Junior at the Crypto, they announced that day, like, or they sold that day, like, before they announced the tour. So you had people from other states to come. You know, that one girl that came from Utah. I think if they do that before announcing the whole tour, right? They're like, oh, you know, we're only going to be in L.A. Fucking fly from Utah. Oh, never mind. We're also going to Utah. Like, you wouldn't have been able to fill that place up. If they do the same thing for Nata, where they say BMO, 30,000 seats.
No San Diego. No.
No, nothing else. Like, oh, he's back in the United States. This is it.
Yeah.
He could fill that. Easy. Trust me, people will come from all United States to come watch that shit. But that's like a one-time type shit.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing that Codiciado did, right? It's the same, the same concept. But then from there, he's going to have to do the same. First go around, he's going to be good. But like the next one, it really depends on his upcoming
music. He's going to hit a plateau unless that album like really, really, really. And it's not to discredit like any of these artists. I think it's just like, us talking.
Yeah, we're just talking. I don't know why. Like, it was the whole ticket sale was really on our mind today.
Yeah, and obviously, like, whatever these artists do, like, it's amazing, you know? Like, it's not to, like, it's just to have conversation, you know? It's not like, oh, Nata can't do this. Like, no. He's had a successful career. No,
like, bro, he's going to faint when he sees him. Like, he's going to shit his pants. He's going to pee his pants and, like,
Don't get me wrong.
He's
going
to roll into a little ball and, like, just cry and go like this.
I would have wanted Nata to be the first one to do the SoFi, right, but unfortunately, it's not.
I'll pay $2,000 first row. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he would.
100%. Like, I don't care. If I go alone or whatever, like I'm gonna be I'm not even gonna ask for tickets. I want to secure my spot in the middle, all the way in the front.
Yeah, I get you. That's solid. That's a valid point. So you guys see how these type of debates are to spark a conversation. We just said like it's gonna be hard for Nata to keep up with the Junior ticket sales, but then you got someone over here that, let's say, is willing to spend a very considerable part of the money like that they have just to sit front row, just to get that experience. And I feel like the same way that he's talking, there's thousands of people that are going to fight for that front row.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it's give and take depending on who you ask, you know?
Yeah. I think another thing that's pretty interesting is, for example, you know, Junior, it's his second time going on tour this year in the United States.
This year?
Yeah, this year. Yeah, right? Is he...
Is it?
It's like third away.
Or is it third? My bad.
No, but not this year. What do you mean this year?
This year's going to be this his third year.
No, you said this is a third time this year.
Oh, my bad. This is his third time going on tour for 3 years.
Okay, no, let's see. Let's see. This is his third tour.
No, don't help him. Don't help. Let me, right, go, let me go, hear go, from go, you. Go, go.
Anyway, you guys get what I mean, no,
I
right?
Don't, bro. I'm lost. All
right, this is his. What's up, Danny?
Do you not get saved by the bell, bro?
Okay, okay. Do you guys think?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Do you guys think since Junior H has been going on tour for the past 3 years, consistently once per year in the U.S., you think he has a shot at the SoFi like Peso and Fuerza? Because he's also a big artist.
He's a big, big, big
artist. He's a big artist. Like, if anything, I put Peso Pluma, Fuerza Regida, and Junior H in the same bracket.
Okay, okay.
Like, okay, like, okay,
neck
okay,
and neck. Like this.
Like, there is no, like...
Look, I fucking love Junior H. He's fucking amazing. All his shows are... You know, we've been to, like, 10 of his shows. But last year, that was his second year at the Crypto, no?
That's what I'm saying, like...
So, I feel like he already, like, put his limit.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Okay, so he needs to do the BMO or the SoFi.
Day by day, he's been growing bigger.
By the fucking day. He's been. But is he...
Trust me, right now... Hey, my boy with the hater right here can back me up. Isn't he like at the highest level he's ever been? Please say fuck it, yeah, bro. Please. Okay, exactly. You guys didn't hear that, okay. But he said yes.
Last year, that was the second year at the Crypto. Do you think this year he's going to do something bigger like the Crypto, like the BMO Stadium?
Or the SoFi?
Junior H.
Is LA the biggest market in the United States?
BMO. See, like, I think he...
No, that's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though.
That's
you said he
crazy.
Could do the SoFi, but they have to announce it. We're like,
okay.
No, we're putting on the record. On the record, he says SoFi.
I agree. I think those three artists are the biggest things right now, and they could fill up arenas because they've been doing it.
Okay,
Fuerza been doing it in arenas. Peso obviously arenas. Now he's gonna do his first stadium, and I think Fuerza and Junior also have a shot at the SoFi, 100%.
Fuerza for sure. So
yeah,
far.
For sure. No, but that's what we're talking earlier. Like, Fuerza Huevo has to do it to keep up with the Peso.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, they're going to have to do either one in Chicago, one in Texas, to be able to say, oh, I passed.
Watch, this is what Fuerza's going to do. They're going to do the SoFi, and they're going to put the tickets cheaper, and they're going to push that shit every single fucking day.
And they're going to give out, like, 20,000
tickets. Yeah, because at the end of the day, like, that's smart as fuck. Put the tickets a little cheaper.
Yeah.
And you know what they could do?
What the fuck,
they could do
on?
The extended seating where, like, they're not fucking, like, orbiting. They're that high up. They're, like, fucking orbiting.
Even at the BMO, they weren't expensive. BMO wasn't, tickets weren't expensive. That's why they feel that
but
shit.
But it looked lit. Honestly, it looked lit. The BMO looked lit as fuck.
Damn, we didn't go, huh?
No, why didn't we fucking go?
Oh yeah, I remember. God, I remember why
not. Decisions.
Hey, anyway. Moreover, furthermore.
Guys, let us know in the comments. Do you guys think Fuerza Regida and Junior H are contenders to fill up the SoFi Stadium? Like we mentioned earlier, that is the stadium. 70,000 through 104,000, which is big.
That's how they could beat them at the SoFi. If they put the tickets like go way cheaper, and go the high extended seating to where like you can get people in the door for less than $100.
Okay, I have a question.
Like $70 tickets.
Do you think Fuerza is gonna do the SoFi Stadium before or after Peso?
After.
They should do it after. They should do it after.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, bro,
if you end up doing this and like you don't even slide us like a Hellcat, I'll be pissed.
For GOP?
Yep. And then when I see him, oh my God, bro, you're so
hot. I'm standing on business. You're GOP.
Yeah, like with Pepe, I said to stand on business. I tried though, but you guys saw, like, I guess I fucking
the Pepe Aguilar episode?
Wait,
what?
Sorry.
What? Sorry.
Damn. And the way he has it too. Oh my God.
Yeah, but
alright guys, let us know in the comments what you guys think about the conversations that we had. Like I said, Musica Mexicana keeps growing. It's huge, you know, like shout out to my boy DC, always supporting, mad love.
Off the record.
Shout out to my boy Angel. Fucking
what's the highlight of me?
Woke up early and he got the equipment ready. He forgot a few cables, but like I said, it's a team. If we win together, we lose together. Shout out to my boy, Brand Dog, right here.
There was four cables I needed to bring.
Shout out to Sam. Sam, a real one. We tried to change the lights to blue and then back to red. And Valimos Verga and all the lights went on. But shout out to all you guys that show love on the podcast.
Sam, can you tell us a...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now we finally get some lunch because we were on time today.
Yeah. Okay. Bendecidos. So that was a whole lot of ticket shit, but I want to know, who are you guys most excited to see this year in the Música Mexicana? And then also I'm going to ask you, outside of the regular artists we always talk about.
Okay, my predictions. I think Peso and Fuerza are going to make up this year. I'm most excited to see Peso Pluma.
Most excited?
Yeah.
All right.
Again.
Okay.
And I hope Nata could come.
Like, we already set up like a whole plan.
And then I think Nata might be here this year. They said hopefully April.
Yeah. I think Nata could make like hopefully. I feel like
he can make a boom over here.
Unfortunately, Nata has like so much issues with performing. I feel like at first he felt like he was stuck in Decimo. Then he was stuck in like the Otumbado tour that they kind of did. Like Nata, like justice for Nata in concerts. I think that
in the U.S.
he hasn't been able to have like one good run of like solid shows that he does them all. There's always like cancellations for whatever reason. But I think that's like back end type shit.
Okay, and then you guys think Junior's gonna be at the SoFi this year?
No,
I don't think so. But
so BMO, right?
I think he's a contender.
You said BMO?
I think BMO, yeah.
Okay.
But okay, look.
Him
check
and
this out.
Fuerza have the most loyal fans.
Yeah.
Like I know, like there's like a million people out there that will take a bullet for Junior.
Definitely.
Oh God.
Will you take a bullet for Junior?
Will you go
if
ahead?
He says I'm part of the Sad Boys crew for life, I just might. And like a non-vital limb, I would.
You know, okay. You know how you mentioned that who would I want to see this year? I think I would want to see Oscar Maidon. Ever since he took out his Distorsión.
Oscar Maidon, like low key.
Album, like I would want to see that.
Oh
shit.
My God! But when I play that fucking album, turn that shit off.
Here's the thing, though. Songs are cool. But like the 100th time, no chingue.
No, damn.
Oh,
honestly,
no.
I would like to see Oscar Maidon like the observatory.
Observatory?
No.
Look, I get you. At least the peacock, bro.
Okay, look.
Gabito did the peacock.
Javi has the number one song in the world. What is he doing? He's starting at the observatory. And he's making his way up.
Yeah, because he has like very few songs.
Oscar Maidon could do the same thing. He could build up.
He's
going to star in the U.S.
Oscar Maidon has a whole like repertorio ready for like a whole show because he's done it in Mexico before.
Yeah, but like you're talking different markets.
The issue you guys are seeing right here is that they're in a different level in Mexico. And in the United States. Uh-huh. Two very different markets that like, I'm selling 10,000 tickets consistently in Mexico. Donde sea que me pare. You can't do it in the United States. Yeah. It's less. So yeah, his hometown, he did 30,000 one time. But I think here, for him, in my humble opinion, that nobody fucking asked for, it'd be smart to do theaters, honestly.
Look,
YouTube theater.
Big Javi. Markets, get your YouTube theater. But I think it looks awesome to see a sold-out show. Mm-hmm. I say go for a little bit smaller. Imagine you can say
theaters
sold out.
Sorry,
every single day.
The only reason why I said that was because Javi has four songs, they all charted big in
Number
Mexico,
ones.
And he's still doing small venues. Because why? It's his first one, and he gets to say that he sold out his whole tour. And that looks good. That looks good on your resume.
That's what I would say, too. I like...
It's because, like, yeah, these artists are huge, like. But, like, when you come to U.S., like, you're catering to a whole different market. I feel like that's what you're failing to understand.
No, I understand, but I think Oscar Maidon could do the YouTube theater for sure. I think he could do a big one.
But honestly, I would like to see him go smaller and the tickets are sold out and people are fucking reselling for crazy. But that's what I like to see. Because in my eyes, we said that before he dropped the album. This, depending on whether this album was good or not, we're going to see if he's with one album, like he can't just be a top dog already. But I think the album was
exceptional.
I think it's like top-notch work.
Quality is there, too.
Yeah. But it's his first time coming around on his own. Like, you know, he's cementing himself as a solid artist.
I think...
I'd like for him to go the Javi route.
Yeah, you guys let me know in the comments, bro, what you guys think about.
Crazy, bro.
What are you talking about?
Observatory? No, not observatory, but like
a tour. We're talking about tour. Tour.
I know a tour.
But like having like a Roxy Theater, like that type of stuff. That's what I would like. Nah. What do you say?
YouTube Theater, right? Or do some shit like at the Peacock where they cover like the whole top like Gavito did.
No, I'd rather have full capacity sold out like at a smaller place, bro.
But I think they'd rather have it say sold out at the Peacock Theater even though they took the toll.
Maybe, okay.
See?
Really?
See?
Well, but then again, as I told you guys, my personal opinion that nobody fucking asked for, so we have that going.
Well, like, what so y'all gotta listen to our opinions nobody asked for.
Okay, because I was thinking, and the reason I kind of said that is because, like, let's say, I'm a fan of Tornillo, right?
Is it Torreón?
No.
Hey.
Torreón también. Chulada de lugar que un día voy a visitar.
Saludos a mi familia.
And... Tornillo, okay. He has more followers than Oscar Maidon. In that sense, I think he has a bigger presence online, right? And he was just at the observatory and mm-hmm. it sold out. Mm-hmm. And the show looked, I didn't get a chance to go, but my sister went. It was awesome. She told me it was awesome. And that's what he did mm-hmm. Throughout. He went to like all the bigger markets, whatever. Some places he did 2 days at that theater, mm-hmm. you know, Friday, Saturday. Hey? That's and good. It was all sold out. I think he just finished. It was 10 dates.
Yeah, but Mexican rap is not as big as Mexican kind of.
And it was sold out 10 dates. Like, mm-hmm. and that would be sick.
You know, at the end of the day, the way I see it, you know, my opinion, nobody asked for, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Why don't you just gradually make your way up towards these venues?
But the observatory. It's
a pass-up. And have 2 dates back to back.
And I then mean, now, even Bad Bunny was at the observatory.
Yeah, but that was like when no one actually really knew him, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Look, these artists, Javi.
Really?
Javi?
Dude, no, I think you guys are wild for that. Who's wild?
Okay, I'm not saying he can't. I'm just saying, like, that's what I like for him to do, you know? Because he had Huevo, like, oh, this. Okay, Javi announced his tour. All the fucking days sold out in 10 minutes. I think that's the bigger accomplishment in my eyes that, again, nobody fucking asked for.
Look.
Than saying, oh, I sold one big venue.
Okay, but I feel
but
like...
But build your years, you know.
Sold
this
the whole
year,
tour in 10
yeah, exactly,
minutes?
But like...
And then the next year you do like theaters, and the next year after that you do... COVID.
Like, I know he wasn't like popping, like in COVID, but like...
Yeah, I feel like now he is,
años. And now Javi's like... Obviously, he's been doing music for a while, but like, they consider him new. Just how Ivan was like new. You know, for songs, but like, Oscar Maidon, like, he could do it, you know?
I think he could do it, but that's what I'm telling you. That's what he should do.
Think about it, too. You think Jimmy's going to want to sold out the observatory or sold out the Peacock Theater? He's going to choose the Peacock Theater, even though they cut, like, a lot of it off.
Yeah,
but the thing is, because, like, you guys are only thinking about, like, California.
You're thinking,
you guys are, like, you got a tour is everywhere in the United States, not just California.
You know, they could
or they say, like, the United States tour, and it's, like, 17 dates in California, and, like, one in Chicago, one in Texas. Yeah. It'd be cool.
That's what I'm saying. Smaller venues, you know, you go all over the United States, you fill them up,
yeah.
and you have a successful
tour.
But
then in that sense, you're thinking, oh, what's better, Observatory or Peacock? But what's even better than the Peacock? Oh, I sold out my whole tour in 10 minutes.
Well, they could do the Peacock here in LA, and then over there they could do like small.
But either way, I think Oscar Maidon has had one of the best albums in this generation of artists. I think Distorsión was exceptional. But I
think he's starting
to
get a flow. Like, I think he could be, like, eventually do arenas how Junior's
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, most definitely. I think he's becoming one of my favorite artists. I think that.
A huevo because of him.
No traen opción.
No había otra opción. But, you know, jokes aside, I think it's very good work. Him and Chachito are building, like, an awesome team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, guys, we're going to close out the episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Let us know your thoughts on the podcast today. Let us know if, you know, Junior and Fuerza could do the SoFi, if Oscar Maidon could do, you know, those little small venues or the theaters all over the United States. Let us know. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
If you don't get a chance to go to any of these tours this year, or just tickets are just fucking expensive, off the rails, you could just listen to the music on Spotify. The playlist to listen to is Para Andar a Gusto.
I love Spotify, guys. Spotify changed my life. I remember when I was 18 years old, I was just going through a very dark time, and like I downloaded Spotify, and like all of a sudden I'm just so happy, and like the best playlist in the world, Para Andar a Gusto.
Guys, make sure to like up the playlist. If you guys have music, send it to our email or send it to Jason at Augusto Papa. We're always looking for new talent to put on the playlist. And
check out our clips on Los Que Mandan, too. Los Que Mandan changed my life. I remember, like...
The clips on Los Que Mandan are the best clips in the whole world. And the second best playlist on Spotify.
And the best Instagram page, Viva Latino.
Viva.